This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. This fall, the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro will ship its five gorillas away. The decision was made after a recommendation from the members of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Gorilla Species Survival Plan. Ken Reininger is the general curator at the North Carolina Zoo, and he joins me now. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to speak to you.
So why was the recommendation given that the gorillas should be sent away?
Well, we had been expecting a move such as this, not quite as quickly as it happened, but as soon as our young animals were born about 2 years ago and they both turned out to be males, it pretty much set this situation up for us. And to understand that, you need to know a little bit about gorilla social behavior. And in the wild, gorillas exist in groups of one male with three or four adult females in their immature offspring. So we realized when our two youngsters were born and they were males that they were destined to a different management style at the point where they became sexually mature, which can happen somewhere between 4 and 7 years of age. So we knew they were going to have to be moving out of our group. In the wild, the adult male would not let them stay anyways. So that would be the same in captivity.
And this also comes on the heels of the death of their father who died last fall.
Correct. And if that had not happened, our young guys could probably have stayed for a couple of more years. But at some point, that adult silverback with young males in his family group would have dispersed them because there's only room for one adult breeding male in a group such as that. So it may have bought us another 2 years, but it's not like we didn't know that eventually that was going to have to happen anyways, and certainly what happened with Nick sped this process up a bit.
Why couldn't you have just brought another adult male in?
It would be fairly difficult to do going back to the behavior of the animals in the wild. Generally, the male has, in a group, has only his offspring in the group, and for evolutionary genetic reasons, they basically don't accept an animal that is not part of their own family. So in order to bring an adult male in and introduce him into two young males that are not his would have had a fair amount of risk involved, and not totally impossible, but in the wild that would never happen. An adult male would generally either severely injure or kill an animal in that situation. So that just wasn't something that we were prepared to risk.
And what will need to be done to get this group of gorillas back? They've made the North Carolina Zoo home for a while, and what will happen? Can they come back?
No, the animals that will replace them in our gorilla exhibit in the short term will be three males in a bachelor group. And we spoke a little earlier about in zoos when we have as many males as females born into captivity, we wind up with more males than are needed for the natural grouping of a breeding group. Zoos, in order to be responsible and about how to manage those, have come up with a fairly creative way of doing that, and that is to get young males together when they're very young, before they're 4 or 5 years of age, and keep them in what are known as bachelor groups for the rest of their lives. But they do have to be introduced to each other when they're young so that they grow up almost as if they were brothers.
So there will be another group of gorillas that will replace?
Correct, yes. The exhibit will be closed for a little while so we can make some improvements. It's actually something that we would have wanted to do for quite a while, but are unable to do when there's gorillas actually living in the building. So as soon as we complete that, our expectation is by next spring we will have this other group of all adult males on display in the exhibit instead of the group that we have right now.
You know, what does this mean for a zoo? Of the animals that I would assume are some of the biggest draws, primates and chimpanzees and gorillas, they're one of them. So what does it mean to lose your group of gorillas?
We want people to come to the zoo and to have an attachment to nature and wild things. But we're not here just so that people can come and see our gorillas. We are here to kind of spread the message that there's a lot going on in the wild with gorillas, and gorillas are disappearing at a horrible rate. And if we don't do something about that, there will be no gorillas in the wild at all pretty soon. So we shouldn't be totally focused on these animals that we've gotten to know here, because the purpose of them being here is to explain what is going on with their wild counterpart.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, you're entirely welcome.
Ken Reininger is the general curator of animal collections at the North Carolina Zoo. You can still see the gorillas through the end of the summer. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.